On a very smooth Sunday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear. Welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity as we get lost, embedded in some deep blues. Lord have mercy. Terrific singer, songwriter, guitarist, Mr. Eric Gales joins us this afternoon. New album, Crown. Brother Eric, it is an honor to have you on the show, man.
Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it, bro. Thank you. Yeah,
no problem. You know what? I have followed your career from the very beginning, and your transition and evolution as far as songwriting and from a sonic perspective has been incredible. I get a mixture of gumbo, man. I get a little bit of Cream. I get a little bit of I get a little bit of Jimi Hendrix, the Band of Gypsies, also a little bit of Jeff Healey. I mean, you've been able to combine so many different music styles in your music and being able to incorporate it and make it your own. What does this mean to you? What has this meant to you over the years to be able to see yourself progress to this level?
Man, just being able to keep a pulse on the stuff that has been influential in molding who I am, and yet also being able to stretch the boundaries with the things that are from the new, that also is a part of that recipe that enables me to kind of mix old and new, and you know, and just randomly insert some things at will that some kind of way to me seems to work out. I just like all different kinds of styles and everything. And, you know, just trying to yet keep it as a package, you know. I mean, but then at the same time, I'm really not very focused on it being a package. I'm just focused on what really feels good to me at the time of engaging in engaging in the music and the moment and the feelings and the spontaneity of everything is one of the best feelings that I could ever get.
One of the interviews that you gave, maybe I say 8 or 9 years ago, and I'm really dating myself, you said that one of the most important things to you musically is that everything comes together from a organic place, not contrived. How important is that now in this, I guess, in this stepping stone of your career?
It's still very important. Still very important. You know, when it's forced, it doesn't feel, I guess there's a fine line or in between those two elements, but for me, you know, how some of the best, most of pretty much all of the best stuff to me comes from, you know, just ripped out of the air, and it hadn't seemed to fail me, in my opinion. I mean, there may be those that beg to differ, but being in the moment and being there and riding that wave, I guess it's like a surfer riding a wave, and you riding it until the wave died, and it's kind of the same. You know, there's no way that you can rehearse for that. You know, like there's no way that you can. I mean, I guess you can prepare, but there's no way to actually rehearse for the real time moment of actually riding away and just being in that moment is one of the most exhilarating feelings in my life, actually.
Do you feel it's much easier for you to converse through your guitar and music a lot of times where you have an opportunity to have people get a better understanding of who you are, not just as an artist, but also as a person?
I say, yeah. Sometimes it's more easier to play and not say nothing then it just all depends on how I feel. Sometimes it's a little bit better to say something and not play. It just all depends on the case and scenario.
All right, I understand. Now I'm gonna take you back a little bit. We're going to Doctor Who's time machine, 2001. Mm-hmm. That's the way I am. Lord have mercy. Going back and looking back at that album and where you are right now with Crown, where do you see the progression as far as in your songwriting is concerned?
Man, I think it was some great songwriters. It was some awesome songwriting on that record, man. I you have a lot of wishes, and the wishes is that I just, you know, that record could have and still has the possibility, the capability to be huge. I just wish the label at that time would have been more behind that record. People still request songs off of that album, man. It was awesome. I think switching the game. I think the elevation of the songwriting is has upped it a nice bit with Crown. Of course, there are, some things that in this world that, needed to be talked about, and as well on That's What I Am. I think that if Crown came out right after That's What I Am record, I think it would have been, that would have been an amazing follow-up record to, not taking anything away from the ones in between. But I think they're pretty up there near each other in the songwriting aspect.
Well, I can go back because I have that actually on wax, so I'm really dating myself, but I'm all right with that. And I'm listening to the entire album from a sonic, just from a sonic point of view. So strong, really strong. And it was amazing to me that you could go in the studio and create that kind of sound, but then go on stage and take it to a completely different level. And I wanted to ask you, how important is it as an artist to be able to take your music to another level in a live performance?
And that's everything for me. The studio is a studio, but then live is a whole nother situation, man. And from my experience, live is supposed to be that element that takes what the listener could stay clearly at home and listen to in the comfort of their home on a record. They supposed to be able to be lifted some kind of way by the time they leave the live show with, just that bit more of umph to say that, wow, man, that record is amazing, but man, hearing this material live, that's how live shows impacted me coming up. And, I still live by the same as it pertains to me.
You have a type of expression and energy that you just, the word I'm looking for, you just exude so much passion and transparency in your live performance. After a performance, how long does it take you to come down from that kind of high?
It's a minute. It's a couple of hours. It can be a couple of hours, man. It can be a couple of hours, after putting so much into a show, man, it's physically draining too, but there's a great feeling behind being physically drained after you have done, this type of pouring out, into something. But to simply answer your question, it a couple of hours, sometimes even longer. Sometimes it can take days.
Every musician that I have the pleasure, or I had the pleasure of conversing with, they said that it's almost like an addiction. It's like a mistress. Nothing can compare of having that kind of adrenaline rush when you're performing and everyone is just in sync. Everyone is on that tightrope grooving at the same time, and you have the fans in the palm of your hand. It's almost an ecstasy, a euphoric feeling doing that. And I've seen you play twice, and we both 21. We've been around the block several times, man. And I'm gonna tell you something. I've seen a lot of great musicians play, from Prince. I've seen Carlos Santana play. And I mean, man, you're and also the late great Stevie Ray Vaughan. You're up there, man. Mm-hmm. The passion and the transparency that you show playing, it is incredible. And I just wanted to let you know up front, man, I'm a huge admirer, not only of your musicianship, but your transparency and your music, brother. I really, truly am.
Thank you, man. That means a lot to me, man. That really does. Those names that you mentioned are pretty high up there on the totem pole, and to have a mention along with those names are something that I'll take very lightly, and I appreciate that. Thank you for all your years of the support and listening at the stuff that I have to say and play. And, man, I'm going to keep doing it till I can't no more.
There you go. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We enjoyed. Yes, Lord. But Mr. Eric Gales, and not only that family, he is right here in Houston, in H-Town. He's here in H-Town, family. He's going to be performing at The Rustic. That's in downtown Houston. That's tonight. Now, the address is 1836 Polk Street. That's P as in Paul, O-L-O-K. Street. That's in downtown Houston. You can get your tickets. Be sure to pick up that public saxophone and dial area code 832-321-7799. That's at The Rustic today. What can we expect from you tonight, man? I gotta know.
Man, all I can tell you, is it's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a good one.
They saying, well, Teddy Bear, how are we going to get there? You know, we're on the other side of town. We're in Cali. We're here. Trains, planes, automobiles. Even you have to get on the camel, make sure that right. You get down there and see this man play. Crown, what has you most impressed about the new album, Crown?
Man, all of it, man. Actually, getting to perform it live, man. The record has an amazing energy just listening to it. On whatever device that you have, but man, the energy that's put into it from a live perspective is through the roof, and it's a must see. And I can't wait to give everything I got to Houston. It's not very often that I am here in Houston, man. So I'm gonna make the best of it and give everything that I had. My friend Mono Neal and I heard play last night. Andy Timmons, all of these cats, man. So I can't be on my B game.
There you go.
You know, I gotta bring a full A+ report card. You know what I mean? So it is going to be, it's going to be a good event.
Man, you grew up in blues, man. I mean, in Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, knee deep, entrenched in blues music, man. And it's definitely been very influential on your career. Who were some of the people that really touched you when you were growing up, where you just said, man, this is something that I really want to do. This is something I was meant to do.
Man, everything, all styles, man. Gospel, Abercrombie, Muddy Waters. I mean, a lot of the same names that other people, you know, throw out there, the same, you know, man, that just got a couple of different sprinkles of other people. But, you know, there's a whole boatload of influences that, you know, help cultivate this mind that I have, you know, and a lot of it, you know, based out of the church, man. It's kind of a common thread with a lot of artists that just have this gift. Not saying that others don't, but it's something that rolls a little different when it has the embodiment of something of the element of, spiritualness involved with the upbringing. And it's just something there. And, and everything else, man, hip hop, you know, I'm here in Houston, man. You got Jay Prince, you got, you know, Rap-A-Lot, you got Tony Draper, you got all these cats, you know, you got Scarface, you got you know, this is where Beyonce is from. This is where Megan Thee Stallion is from. This is where, you know, like, this is all kinds of, you know, you got Squab House, you got Swisher House, you got, you know, DJ Screw. Like, all of these cats are people that, in a way or another, if fans are on here that just only think that it's guitar playing or blues or this and this and that that help make up who Eric Gales is, this is a whole Pandora's box that contain elements of stuff that's not for the faint of heart, if you will. And all of it is quite abundant. And, you know, at some point during my show, that, you know, elements of these things and that you know, your Pimp C's and UGK's and all these, this at some point, there are subtle nuances of these, you know, historic elements of H-Town, man, that is quite relevant to who I am in a subtle way. So for my own giggles, it is quite an honor to actually be here in Houston and able to you know, just play in the same city where a lot of those I aforementioned are from and are a part of.
Well, man, it's definitely the honor to have you down here. So, you know, the teddy bear is going to make sure that he comes and check you out, man, this evening. I definitely have to do that. Man, I got to ask you one last thing, man. Where do you get your threads from, man? Because they're on point.
Well, man, I have a strong input from my wife that, you know, is you know, if you don't get the thumbs up from your wife before you go out the door, you know, you got to go back to the dressing room. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah, man, it she has been very, very much so a part of this presentation of I don't want to say this new me, but this evolved me that is, you know, that is lucid for one, yeah. You know, present, that is very engaged in, you know, the career that is, you know, taking shape and resurfacing after 30 something plus years, you know, and just trying to, you know, have a swag that the young folks say, yo, hey, he dripping, you know what I mean?
Oh,
when the young,
right.
You know, he's dripping, and then when the old folks say, you know, they're all right, you know what I mean? If I get right. Both of them to say what they say, then I'm winning.
Because, brother, I'm really digging the album cover, man, with the crown on top and the black beak, man. That's a beautiful thing.
That's
definitely a beautiful thing. And family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Eric's official website. That's at ericgales.com. Make sure you go check him out tonight. That's more important, but also even more importantly, get the new album. Brother, it was definitely an honor to have you on the show. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule and joining us, man. Keep doing what you're doing. And much continued success to you, okay?
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Can't wait to meet you tonight, bro.
All right, man. Super talented Eric Gales. Lord have mercy. Here in the zone of LOTL Radio. And remember, family, be sure to get the new album, Crown. It is available as we speak. And also, he'll be performing this evening at The Rustic. That's in downtown Houston. That's at 1836 Polk Street. And to get the number, make sure you get your tickets. You can RSVP. That's an area code 832-321-7799. Definitely a beautiful experience. And also, while I have you on here, make sure, hey, why don't you do this? Hey. On this Sunday, I know a lot of people are caught up in football. I know. But we want to thank you for taking time to joining us today. Hey, so make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's at Night Tracks Radio Podcast. That's our YouTube channel. Also, you can catch up with us on TikTok. That's at LOTL Radio. Also on Facebook, that's the LOTO Radio The Zone. And last but not least, you can follow us on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL, The Comfort Zone Radio. We want to thank you. Without you, there's no teddy bear, and there's definitely no zone. And we'll be joining you again, tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, of course, at 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we welcome recording artist, the captivating Ray Shine, with her new hit single, Jump On It. Lord have mercy. And as in always, keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy.